Good morning, brothers and sisters, my straight brothers and sisters, and my gay and lesbian and transgender brothers and sisters. You and I know that I can't speak on behalf of the church today, but I can speak on behalf of myself. And I want to tell you, if you leave here not remembering anything I have to say, remember this. I'm sorry. Deeply, deeply sorry. Brother Miller got one thing wrong with me. I have not been a long time advocate for the cause. I'm a recent convert. A lot of people have asked me why I'm here today, and as I said yesterday, I have not had a situation where LGBT issues have come to the forefront for me personally, in my marriage, in my family, in my extended family, as a bishop. And of course, one of our good sisters yesterday reminded me to include the word yet. Over the past year, I have felt promptings from the Spirit that I needed to learn all I could about these issues, to listen finally to many of your stories. Some of them I've read in books, some of them I've read on the internet. And as I took the time to listen, and as I took the time to learn, I began to have a mighty change of heart. But it was not without some pain. As you know very well, the stories that have been written and your own stories are extremely painful. Some have called it a tragedy. I call it an atrocity, what has happened. And as I read these stories and as I learned more about these issues, I began to see the emotional wounds and the scars that many of you still have today. And I seemed to ask the question, where did you get these wounds? And unfortunately, the answer was in the house of my friends. And when I felt that answer, I grieved and wept. As I would, as any parent would, for their own child. And it felt like I could not be comforted. I felt like I was about to lose everything. I threw Carolyn Pearson's book across the room at one point because I couldn't read it anymore. There was one section that was so hard. And I wept in front of my children, and they asked me, why are you crying? And I couldn't give them a good answer, except to say that I read something very sad. When I heard about the three recent attacks here in Utah, I knew that I could no longer just sit on the fence. I knew I could no longer just shake my head and pass by on the other side of the road like a Levite or a priest. I knew I had to do something. I knew I had to say something. I didn't know what to do, and I'm grateful that I was able to contact John DeLynn and Anne, and they told me about this conference, and I felt that I needed to be here, and that's why I'm here. And I still have a lot to learn. Today, as we stood in or prepared to go into the tabernacle to hear music and the spoken word, I had the opportunity to talk with one of my gay brothers who flew in from North Carolina. And he asked me why I came here, and I told him what I'm telling you. And I said, the straight members of the church have a lot of repenting to do. And repenting is not necessarily a dirty word. It's Greek. It means to change your thoughts. And we need to change our thoughts. And he told me, we all need to. We've all got to do that. He said, I've got a lot of resentment and bitterness in me. I said, well, we as straight members of the church need to repent, and we need to make restitution. And maybe the healing can move along a little quicker for all of us. So where did I turn for peace? I fled to the Savior. I fled to Him who descended below all things. He's been my source of comfort and strength and confidence. And without Him, I don't know that I would be standing before you today. I've been praying to understand this issue, and for myself, I went to a sacred place, and I pondered the creation, and in my mind, I could see the different creations of God, different animals, a bear, a tiger, a lion, giraffe, an eagle. And I thought, or the thought came to me, who would want to make an eagle be a giraffe? Who would want a tiger to be a bear? Who would want a horse to become a lion? And at that point, I received the comfort and the strength that I needed, and I knew that I could come here and I could speak to you today. I will do all I can personally to make Zion a real place. Zion is not lost. It begins with one person at a time. It begins with one relationship at a time. And the only thing I can say to those of you who have been so patient and who have gone through so much is for you to watch and look for any small changes with your loved ones, with your wards, with your leaders, and encourage them in this repentance process. I want to bear my testimony to you that I know that God lives, I know that Jesus is the Christ, and I know that we truly are, all of us, straight, gay, lesbian, transgender, queer, our Heavenly Father's children, and that we do have heavenly parents who love us. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.